in the Federal Pharmacy Partnership Program will be offering vaccines to those 65 plus beginning next week. Unless your county has already begun vaccinating those 65 and older in the community, these pharmacy partners will begin to schedule these appointments next week after shipments of the COVID vaccine are received. This is great news, but I know everyone is eager to expand to 65 and older across the state at all vaccination sites. That's why it is my hope, and it is a goal I have set for the state team, that we can work with counties who have not yet been able to offer the vaccine to this age group to ensure they can expand vaccination events statewide for the 65 and older population by March 1st. Again, some of our small counties have already been able to offer vaccines to those 65 and older, but this effort will help some of our larger counties move into this category faster.
And I will tell you, though, it's still a mess. I called the 800 number that the state is put out, and a live person answered within 30 seconds. I was on hold for maybe 15, 20, 30 seconds, and I had a live person talking to me. The problem is he couldn't help me. You know, nobody knows exactly when the next batch of vaccine will come in, and they're not going to make any commitments to anybody until they know how much vaccine they have coming in. So it's still a mess, and but that's about par for the course. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, coming up, very excited. We're going to get an update on what's going on in Carson City, the 81st Nevada Legislature day. It's actually week three. It's week three, and we'll find out what's going on up there. Daniel Honcharu, Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI, had a chance to visit with him earlier and get the straight skinny on what's going on. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 531 right now, and it's a typical rush hour. On area freeways, you are slow through the spaghetti bowl in pretty much every direction. 515 east at the 1515 north at Charleston. Also, US 95 southbound at Valley View. You're bunched up through there. Congestion, US 95 westbound, that's at Decatur. 215 eastbound at Eastern, you'll tap the brakes through there. There's a lot of orange cones. Also, watch for the crash on the freeway on-ramp. That's on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Warm Springs, there on the right shoulder. And remember the construction, which is taking place until August. That's US 95 northbound at the 215 eastbound interchange.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. High school sports across the state of Nevada are set to come back. However, the Clark County School District will not have high school sports. The NIAA has a system in place where all three athletic seasons are going to be played in a very shortened amount of time. However, in-person learning is required for sports to take place. At this point, there is no plan for in-person learning to return to Clark County, so high school athletes in this area are, for the most part, not going to be able to be active. Vegas Golden Knights hockey off today, off tomorrow. They'll be at Lake Tahoe on Saturday for an outdoor game against the Colorado Avalanche. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Mike, room 4 is ready to go. Like, now?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Kelly, room 2 needs to be...
Like at Dr. Moore's dermatology practice. To keep pace with new patients, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition. I had a chance earlier to visit with Daniel Honcharoo. If you don't know who he is a smart, smart dude. He is the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. And I had a chance to visit with Daniel up in Carson City. And I asked him, I said, you know, with the Democrats in control, should we expect higher taxes? Here it is.
Well, so let's start at the beginning here, right? Because we know that back in January, Governor Sisolak, as is constitutionally required, submitted a balanced budget to the legislature, which required no new major taxes. So that was great to see. Now, of course, we know there are a slew of tax proposals upcoming, none of which have been introduced yet set aside to property tax bills. So let me just start naming off a few we expect to see in the coming week or two. We know we're going to see a $1 billion proposal to raise the state sales tax. That was petitioned by the Clark County Education Association, the teacher union down south. They also petitioned for a $300 million mining tax. Now, because both of those are petitions, the legislature has 40 days to either pass them, and if they do not, they will appear on the 2022 ballot. As I've said in the past, Dem leadership came out some weeks ago suggesting that they would not pursue both of these taxes, again, which would sum to be about $1.3 billion annually. But I'm not holding them to that promise yet, and I'll see it when I believe it. We also know there are mining taxes on the forefront. That involves a more complex constitutional process, likely to end up on the 2022 ballot as well. And, of course, we know that it's always possible that we'll see a new proposal to either increase certain business taxes like the commerce tax or the modified business payroll tax or others. Quite frankly, at this point, because we haven't seen what tax hikers are thinking behind closed doors, some of this is speculation, but I imagine we'll see a lot more going forward.
Again, Daniel Honcharoo joining us from Carson City, where we are into week three of the 81st Nevada Legislature. There are two tax bills that are out. Can you talk about both of them? Both, by the way, increasing property taxes.
Yeah, so the bill numbers, they both originated in the Senate. Senate Bill 10 and Senate Bill 64 both propose to increase property taxes in a way that doesn't demand constitutional amendments. Some of your audience may be aware that Nevada's bifurcated property tax assessment system is in fact codified within the state constitution, so that can't be changed. Its basics cannot be changed without constitutional amendments, but there are some tangential reforms that Democrats are bringing that will raise property taxes, again, without requiring constitutional amendments. What SB 10 does, for example, is basically increase, Right now, there's a cap on property tax assessments from year to year at 3%, but that's related to the Consumer Price Index. SB 10 essentially mandates that those 3% hikes will be met each year. So by its very nature, this will create revenue and will require a two-thirds vote to pass. SB 64 does something similarly. It decreases the rate of depreciation over a property's 50-year lifespan from 1.5 to 1%. Again, going to create new property tax revenues for the state to utilize as they best see fit. Now, when I see both of these property tax proposals, I'm reminded of how Governor Sisolak has, over the last 12 months, basically eroded all of Nevadans' property rights. Homeowners are suffering. Landlords haven't been paid rent in months, even when their tenants are still working full-time jobs. So the idea of increasing property taxes right now, when, again, Sisolak has dissolved property rights, is just an affront to taxpayers everywhere.
And again, just to underscore, the governor has submitted a balanced budget. Is there even a need for more revenue? That's the question I keep asking.
No, there is absolutely no need, and the governor's budget, concluded just that. We need to be a little austere here in our spending going forward. You know, times aren't so good right now. So again, I applaud Sisolak for the budget he delivered, not calling for any new major taxes. Of course, we still have 3 months of the session to see if it actually happens. But no, there is absolutely no need for any new taxation at any level of government right now.
Again, NPRI, Daniel Honcharoo, the Director of Legislative Affairs for that organization, joining us as he does every week from Carson City. NPRI, by the way, broke some news just in the last day or so.
Yeah, so what I learned just last night from very reliable sources, and to my dismay, is that it appears that Democrat leadership in both the Senate and Assembly, and I'm, of course, referring to Senator Nicole Canizzaro and Assemblyman Jason Frierson, have noted their intention to completely ignore both of the proposals which would restrict the governor's emergency powers. There is AB 93 on the Assembly side proposed by Jim Wheeler, which would basically demand legislative consent beyond the first 15 days of an emergency. So the idea here is to limit the governor's powers, because right now in statute they exist in perpetuity. You know, here we are a year later and we're still in a, quote, emergency. On the Senate side, Keith Pickard's bill, Senate Bill 88, attempts to do something similar. But again, I have heard from very knowledgeable sources that Democrats don't even intend to hear these bills in committee. You might ask yourself, why is that? Well, I have a couple of thoughts. Maybe they're afraid of challenging Sisolak. Maybe they don't want to buck their party's top leader when he's in such a state of power right now. And I think also, perhaps, they just like the emergency legislative rules. I think a lot of proposals that the left brings forth through the legislature, especially in times like this where there is such little public involvement, might fail through when, during other times with more public involvement, they wouldn't. So maybe Democrats are content with the status quo. But again, you know, my best argument to them, to those that feel that way, is it's very conceivable that next year the state elects a Republican governor. And unless Democrats want that governor to have the same emergency authorities, basically unchecked, one-man tyrannical power, then they have to amend the law now. And if they don't do so, they're going to pull a Harry Reid and they're going to regret it down the road, probably sooner rather than later.
That's true. I mean, that really honestly is true. Daniel Honcharoo, one of the smartest guys I know of when it comes to legislation, and he's a policy wonk to the nth degree. But the great thing I love about Daniel is that he explains it so that all of us can understand in plain English. And that's one thing I love about Daniel Honcharoo. He's with us every week. And if there's breaking news, he'll be with us as well. But he has moved his entire operation from Las Vegas to Carson City. And for 5 months, he lives there. And then he comes back. And, of course, he loves to ski. So he's in the right place. It's the exact right job for Daniel Honcharoo. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll let you hear more from Governor Sisolak in his news conference yesterday. The problem is for a lot of kids in the Clark County School District, they're not going to see the benefits of the news conference yesterday. The kids in high school that need to be able to show what they can do and get college scholarships, that to me is unforgivable. That is absolutely unforgivable. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Get into the hottest performing sporty sedan, the all-new redesigned 2021 TLX. With its superior handling, optional drive modes, and advanced technology, it is the best sporty sedan on the road today. And lease a 2021 TLX for only $369 per month. Plus, the first payment is on us. Enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with Test Drive. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Or online at FinleyAcura.com.
OAC, $38.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dark fees. 36-month lease. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Expires 1-4-2020.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Calling all Vegas Golden Knights superfans for the Terribles Game Day Giveaway. During all of Vegas Golden Knights home games, visit any participating Terribles location, spin the wheel, and you could win a Vegas Golden Knights Game Day prize pack worth over $1,000. Complete with an official puck signed by a Vegas Golden Knights player. Best yet, one lucky customer will win this prize every day the Vegas Golden Knights have a home game. Terribles Game Day Giveaway. It's only at Terribles. Visit TerribleHerbs.com for more information.
This holiday season, foster hope by giving the gift of a loving home to foster kids. Clark County's Department of Family Services is looking for caregivers to open their homes and hearts to foster youth. From teenagers to toddlers, there are approximately 3,000 children in Clark County foster care system in need of a home. Take the first step and learn more at countmein.vegas to sign up for a non-obligational virtual information session or call 702-455-0181. That's countmein.vegas.
This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know what I absolutely hate is watching a train wreck happening. I mean, all of us, this has got to be 20 years ago. I was at an intersection of two busy streets in Kansas City, and I was eating outdoors, and you could see this intersection. And I saw these two cars coming towards the middle, and they crashed, and a person died, and it was one of the most horrible things I've ever seen, where you could see it was going to happen and you could do nothing to stop it. Now there are other times when you see a train wreck about to happen, and you go, okay, let's just see how this thing plays out. That's what's happening in New York, where Bill de Blasio has gone after Andrew Cuomo. Now the new deal is not just that they underreported nursing home deaths in New York, but Governor Cuomo there has been bullying a member of their state legislature, Mika Brzezinski. Did an interview with Bill de Blasio, and I want you to listen to this, because this is just bizarre. This is Cut 6, Mika Brzezinski and Mayor de Blasio talking about Andrew Cuomo, the new bully on the block. Here it is.
Earlier in the show, we had on Democratic Assemblyman Ron Kim, who has been questioning the nursing home death data for months. He says Governor Cuomo threatened him in a phone call for that criticism. Here's some of what he told us this morning.
Governor Cuomo called me the next day at 8 p.m. while I was about to bathe my kids. I was with my wife. And for 10 minutes, he berated me. He yelled at me. He told me that, my career will be over. He's been biting his tongue for months against me. And I had tonight, not tomorrow, tonight, to issue a new statement, essentially asking me to lie, and asking me, I heard and I saw a crime the other day. And he's asking me that I did not see that crime. And that was the line that he crossed that can't be undone. And that's why I had no choice, but to come out and speak up.
So a senior advisor for Governor Cuomo says Kim is lying, that at no time did anyone threaten to destroy anyone with their wrath. I got to ask you, I don't want you to weigh in on that specifically, but you know Governor Cuomo, you guys have jousted in the past. He says, Kim says that he got this irate phone call that started out, "Are you an honorable man?" And it went for 10 minutes of him yelling and then threats to publicly tarnish him. Have you ever heard of anything like that from Governor Cuomo? Have you ever spoken with him and anything like that happened?
Yeah, it's a sad thing to say, Mika, but that's classic Andrew Cuomo. A lot of people in New York State have received those phone calls. The bullying is nothing new. I believe Ron Kim, and it's very, very sad. No public servant, no person who's telling the truth should be treated that way. The threats, the belittling, the demand that someone change their statement right that moment, many, many times. I've heard that, and I know a lot of other people in this state have heard that.
Like I say, it's like watching a train wreck about to happen, and it's happening now in New York State. It really is. And, to see two leading Democrats going at it, I'm like, hey, play on. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Thursday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. They have affordable, flexible programs to fit all your needs. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. One of the problems I have with what the governor did yesterday, because it, the full contact sports thing for the high schools, the problem is that here in Clark County, unless the Clark County School District changes its ways, there will be no full contact sports in the Clark County School District. And that's going to cost kids scholarships. They will have gone two athletic seasons. Remember, March 17, the edict by the governor taking over emergency powers. And they will have missed essentially what amounts to two full seasons. And that could be the difference between a youngster getting a scholarship and not being able to go to college. That is just unconscionable. The governor should have figured a way to let the Clark County School District give them a waiver, give them whatever you want. But that should have been done. I will be interested to see if in the next couple of days, cooler heads don't prevail. and that somehow we find a way to get these kids in the Clark County School District, fifth largest school district in the nation. Give them a way to play. Let the kids play. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Also tomorrow, we'll put the finishing touches on week three of the Nevada legislature. Will Republicans stand in the way of Democrat plans to raise your property taxes? Well, find out. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. Till then, for Gentleman Jim Dallas, for Andrew Paul, for our entire crew, I want to thank you for listening.